Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro Smith, and I'm welcoming all of you guys here today to discuss. We're going to be discussing the healing abilities and the angels at work. We are going to be giving out a few readings today. I know there's a lot of you on the phone, but this is going to be an excellent chance to work with an interplay because of the veil. Those of you know what that word means. That means that the in-between energy of the veil on this side and the other side of past ones and metaphors, physical and spiritually, is very thin. So what we've got here today is we've got me, Jethro, we've got our wonderful, phenomenal guest, and we have two ladies that are going to be on. I apologize with one, I cannot find you, but I've got Janine Reagan Sinclair is on with me from the United Kingdom, and what we'll be discussing is we'll be talking about the angels, the work, and going. The other one is Peggy Jones. Peggy, I will catch you. We will get to talk today. You'll be on. We know this has been a very busy month, and what I love about when we're talking here, friends and family of Psychics Gone Wild, is we're discussing the energy. So those of you who've kept track, Janine, you've been on before. Janine, let everyone know who you are and what's going on, why your crystal key's phenomenal. Now, we got...
Okay. Well, obviously, my name is Janine Egan Sinclair, and I work with crystal key energy. And crystal key energy is one of the higher frequencies that was channeled and given to me. The system was given to me 10 years ago. And anybody who knows anything about the chakra system in the body, they go through from the base up the colors of the rainbow. But when you get above the crown chakra, you're moving into the white, silver, gold, platinum, diamond, and then source, which I see as opalescent pearl energy. And crystal key originally was the diamond energy, but now has source energy mixed in with it and sound frequency. So it's extremely high frequency. Very pure. As far as I'm aware, there's nothing higher out there coming in for us to work with at this time. And basically, I bring discs of this energy through the auric layers and through the body and remove negative energies, alter vibrational frequencies, and this type of thing with the energy. And then I tune people into their higher consciousness and guide them through their internal organs or into their past lives or wherever they need to go to work on themselves, to clear blocks and this type of thing. And I teach workshops in how to do this, and I'm just about to organize some new workshops for December and January. The dates aren't on my website yet, but they will be. So I can teach by Skype, so it doesn't matter where you live in the world, you know, we can still communicate. Skype's amazing for that. And there's lots of information on my website, crystalkey.com, where my four books are, if you're interested in personal development, spiritual development especially, and healing, raising your consciousness and your vibration. And they're two different things. A lot of people think it's all about raising your consciousness. The consciousness is the mind. The vibration is the body. And we, in order for us to anchor these new energies and bring heaven into earth, as people are expecting us to do, we need to act as physical anchors for those energies to be held in. And that's the important part of actually raising the vibrational frequency of the body so the body can cope with these high levels of light and energy coming through them. You can't put 100 watts through a 1,000 watts through a 100-watt cable. You need to, you know, change the cable. And that's what the physical body is about, and upgrading the DNA and the nervous system and that type of thing. So my whole system and my teachings are about giving people the tools to be able to do that, as well as me actually working as a healer and therapist myself.
Very phenomenal. And Janine, that this is right up the alley of this topic today that has been so phenomenal. Those of you who've listened into the show, Janine has single-handedly not only healed people through the airways, but through the years has some phenomenal books out on this subject of what she was just talking about with the development and working individuals' is abilities and energies to heal. And Janine, we have scientifically proven that, you know, individuals are always having different things come in, and there'll be different reasoning or different ways that are being healed. But I know, for good example, that we had an individual who had something wrong with her tailbone. Physically, she had for years had a situation where she was not physically moving. And Maddie, I mean, you can tell everyone how you were having aches and pains. And within one session of Janine doing it over the radio, like she said, just like Skype, which you guys are hearing me and Janine through today, Janine was able to heal Maddie. Maddie, to this day, will tell you, if you guys want to contact her or listen to the shows when she's on, she's physically feeling better from the work that Janine did. So we want to talk to all of you. We've got a couple of emails here, and we're going to get right into the phone in about a few minutes, getting to know all of us. I want to thank all of you new individuals that are checking out and coming on and checking us out. This is the way to do it. Listening to the show, we'll give you, please say your name when I pick up your area code, and then I'll ask you your first name. Say, you know, is, for instance, Jethro from Tennessee. I'm calling in to ask, and then, you know, you can do your question, or if you like, and I know a lot of you like to do this, I'm fine with that. I'm a very gifted psychic. You know, you want a reading, you to see what the guys are picking up. I do try to get you guys to refrain from the word general, only because once you say that, and I know that's a good way to see a psychic, and I want you to do that. I want you to call in the show and say, this is, you know, and I want a reading. But just, you know, if you say that, know that that's what the guys will do. I have a very excellent rating, as you guys saw there, on jethrosmith.net on my website, and Psyche's Gone Wild, just like Janine does. But we want today work with the spiritual healing. So those of you calling in, know that if you do this, you're going to get one or the other of us, me or Janine. We'll give the answer to you, and then we'll go on, because we have so many new callers. That's the great part. And I do welcome all of you, and all of you regulars who follow in, know that psychesgonewild.com will be giving away presents this month. So go in there on the website and put in for the necklace by Ladies Arango in New York. Put in for some of the other things. We've got some books from Gaetano Vivo, our angel writer, and some other gifts will be given away here coming up Christmas. And today we're going to give away a few bracelets from Ladies Arango from the boutique in New York City. Janine, you have been with me quite a while, and we've done this back and forth with the energy. Today we have a lot of emails writing in about Halloween, and what would you suggest, Janine, they do for protection to help them through this awkward time of the year?
Okay, well, the main thing I teach my students, and I, when I was a student myself, the master that taught me, when I asked about protection and I knew I needed it, because as you know, Jethro, every now and then I have to kick some butt. And I was told to put white light around me. Well, when I did, to be honest, it just attracted more darkness because I stood out more. So I meditated on it, and I was guided to put camouflage around me, which worked much, much better. So what I would suggest to people that they need some protection is to just ask your higher self to put some protection and camouflage around you on as many levels as you need, so, you know, the different layers of your aura as appropriate, and that will do the job. Because if you're out and about, this, you know, if there is anything flying around out there that is less than light energy, it's not going to be able to see you, so it shouldn't bother you. And it works a treat. It really does work a treat. Did you notice the trick or treat in there? So that would be the simplest piece of advice I can I can give you. That I've worked with it for 10 years, and I still do it if I feel I need to go somewhere that is not, you know, a nice light energy, and I'm passing through it, and it still it works. So that would be the best thing I can advise.
I love that. And I've had individuals write me and say, you know, what are you doing? You're working with individuals there, and I do classes here with them. And I agree with what Janine just said there, because being a student of Janine, I had other people say, well, Jethro, you've mastered it. You're able to read. You're able to do. Why are you going in with, you know, even your other healing abilities to a crystal key? And I said, two reasons. One, as Janine said there, she kicks butt, and I saw this on the air, and I was very impressed, because for years I had problems raising up my vibrations for different protection. patience, because I do, as you guys know, so many radio shows, so much going on. Janine came on the show and we worked our first Wednesday together. The second Wednesday she kicked butt on the air, and the third Wednesday I felt healing ability. And all Janine had ever told me over the radio was she was here and helping me, and that we knew the angels had wanted us to work together, the guides. And impressively, the first Crystal Key class that me and Janine did, Janine not only explained a way of healing you, but also putting in as a teacher a simplified method for what I had worked with different teachers for years. So those of you who want to get in with us on the class, definitely, you can always learn from others. I do love that we've got a lot of emails, you guys. Janine, tell them your website and how they can get in contact with you.
Okay, well, if they go to, I've got three websites. One's for my practice in London, one's for my foundation, which is a charitable fund I started myself with my own money to help people on who can't, you know, get to me in London, and I offer some bursaries to people on what would be considered welfare in the States to help them come to my workshops. And the main one with my books and products on there, and there's MP3s and all sorts of products in the shop on the site, is crystalkey.com, and that's crystalki.com. And there's a contact page on there if anybody wanted to get in touch with me. I'm just about to update the on the news page when I'll be doing some new workshops in the next couple of months. Even though it's Christmas, I've already had some. I taught at the weekend, and it was great this weekend because I actually had three men, which is fantastic. You know, we've got the guys coming through. It's not just all the girls now. And it was a really a fantastic workshop because their, you know, the consciousness was raised. And but just going back to what you were saying, Jethro, about people asking why you learn, we learn from everyone. We never stop learning, and people out there that think they've, you know, hit the peak of learning, they need to have a word with their ego, because we're learning from our students, we learn from everybody around us. And if your heart tells you there's something going here that I need to know, even if it's just an introductory course, it's worth going on, because, you know, all of these small bits of information we gather from other teachers can be used as tools in our toolkit that come in handy to pass on to other people, even if we don't use them ourselves.
And I love this, and I'm having a lot of you guys writing in. Definitely, this is very true, and I love you guys on writing out with that, because when you're saying that, and you're, you know, Janine, you're very serious about the fact that, like you said, you can, and I agree, because you can learn from each other. Those of you getting a hold of it, get a hold of her there on our website and check it out. We are today going to take a few callers here and have some questions, and like I said, please, we love all of you new callers. We do want to make sure you put in for those contests where we'll be giving away all that fun stuff again. And let's grab a phone call and let's do a little Gone Wild. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and you are 404. How are you today, 404?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. This is Jethro and Janine, and you are?
T.
We welcome you for calling in. And feeling here with the guides and the energies, we do have a mini reading, so you can check out and see which one of us you'd prefer to have a reading with. Would you like to give us a question you have, or would you like us just to read what your ability?
I have a question.
Okay, please.
Just concerned about my employment. I do have a job, but it's like based on cases. And I had an interview today. I'm not pretty sure how that went, but I wasn't too crazy about it. Just asking if you see any new employment coming soon.
It's not the job you went for today, that's for sure. That I'm yeah. Just saying a big cross in front of that one. So just forget about that one and keep looking. There's one, two, three. The third job you go for is the third interview you go for is the one that's right for you. That's what I'm being shown here. So keep going, okay. Keep looking. Okay, Jethro, have you got anything to add?
Yes, I do feel that, and I feel that exactly with the job and the looking in there, telling me that this job's going to come through there with a little bit of energy, that it looks to me that there's going to be something to do with sixes. I keep seeing it either in the address or the telephone number. It looks like sixes. It looks like 3-6, and then I see another number and then another six, but it that's what they're telling us, and I thank you for calling in and let us know. Call us back, and, you know, congratulations on the fact that you got through today, because today is a wild one, and we've got got a lot of you guys trying to talk to us through the phones. I want to go ahead and take our next caller, 718. How are you doing today, 718?
Hi, Jethro. How are you? Great.
Great. This is and you are?
Anna.
Anna, welcome to Calling Psychics Gone Wild. Are you ready to go wild?
Yes, I am.
Good.
Hello, Anna.
Okay,
how can
we
help?
Hi. Yes, I'm calling in about my love life. I wanted to know, what do you see coming up for me?
Okay. And Anna, I'm going to have you give me your date of birth. You've got a little bit of block here with your guides. The guides are showing me that you have some situation you want to know about it, but the guides said we need to look at this and be very serious about what else is happening.
Okay, it's 626-85.
Okay. Janine, do you want to do a gander? You're very good psychic, too, and then I'll go with what I'm getting.
Well, you go with what you're getting first, because and then I'll come in.
Okay, no problem. We do this real well. And those of you know, we work with so many psychics, we always compliment. But I want you guys to see what I'm hearing with you is I'm hearing that there's some other things happening right now. They're showing me that this person that in the relationship and you are having problems, I feel that there's someone that is stepping back, or you two are having, you kind of like the bad boy thing. I'm picking up this person as ornery or is also not sure of where they want to be, and you're having some conflict is what I hear.
Okay.
And they're telling me that this relationship for you has always had some things happening, and you want more out of the relationship. So I feel that you are stepping out in faith looking for a new relationship is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Does that make sense in what you've got going on? Because I keep hearing
it makes sense. I was wondering, who did you say was stepping back?
I feel the male is. I feel that the male has done something, and that's made your energy realize that if they're going to do this, you're going to look elsewhere. You want a real relationship. You want it all. You don't want a part-time thing, or you don't want to be, you want to be all of it for the relationship is what the angels are telling me.
Right.
Okay, and I'm seeing two guys around you, and one of them is in a, he's in a white vest, and he's kind of pushing and pulling and pushing and pulling, and it's like, I want you, I don't want you, and it's that kind of energy going bouncing back and forth. And then just outside of the, a bit further out in your aura, there's another guy, and this guy's got, he's quite well-dressed, he's very smart, and it's if he's hovering in the background waiting for you to, you know, make your mind up about the other one. So there is somebody there waiting to come in, but there's this this other male energy around you that is a bit push me, pull me. The influence of this is related to a past life when you were together that needs to be healing, that some healing needs to come into that. I think you have made some kind of vow to this man in a previous lifetime, and that energy of that vow is binding you to him. So you could use the Ho'oponopono that I Ho'oponopono I talk about every time I'm on the radio, because it's free and it's brilliant and it works. And it's a mantra to dissolve energies, and it's actually a Hawaiian, ancient Hawaiian mantra of reconciliation and forgiveness, which is what it actually is. But you just sit quietly and set the intention that you'd like this to heal, like this to be healed.
I just really wanted to know, is it possible for us to kind of like once my finances get better, it would be easier for us then to be together, because that's really what the problem is now. Or are you
seeing
something
else?
So
there is a guy that's coming in and going out. Is that what you're saying?
Well, based on our circumstances, yes, it's like that. Like, we really can't 100% commit to one another right now because of finances. But he always likes to make his presence there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
Personally, I'm feeling that moving on to the next one would be a better choice, but, you know, the choice is always yours. What do you feel with that, Duane Jethro?
Very much, and definitely, and I know that, you know, everyone says what, but in this case, you want to, you know, with what we're getting here, we're getting clairaudience, the guides are working, but you do need an aura reading. You need to send a picture, work with one of us, do your questions in. You know, there's a bunch of us on Psychics Gone Wild, we do this, but the reason, Anna, is also because, like Janine was talking about with you, there's some other things happening, and I feel that that's why this new relationship. Janine's a healer, and she's picking up things, so definitely talk with someone, and, you know, I have a feeling we'll probably see you in one of our classes. Your ability in that energy is really high.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and you're giving it to the relationship, and the guys are like, no more, now you have to go on to the second one.
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, and we love all of you guys. We've got a couple of other individuals that are contacting today, and I want to tease a couple of you guys. I am multiple task, but if I pick up the phone and I talk and I still don't, or I go with the work and then I email you and I email you and I Skype you, I only have two hands. So you guys got to cut me a little bit. I've got a person contacted me four ways to ask this question. Janine, we have had a lot of problems here in Cincinnati in the United States with individuals who've come in and they've worked with us on healing, and then we seem to get better for a little bit, and then when they stop working with us, we have the problem. The situation I'm talking about is my wife has been physically having ailments in her body that cannot get healed. She keeps aching and having pains, and the individual that we worked with said that it was actually, even though the doctors had told us it wasn't, it's arthritis. Now I'm sitting here, my wife is sick again. I can't afford to do the $165 every 3 days, oh my goodness, for this healing treatment. So Janine, help me. What can I do? And let's work out where my wife won't be hurting anymore.
Okay, well, I'm picking up that there's a negative energy portal in the house which is draining. It's, for some reason, it's having more of a detrimental effect on your wife than you because she's more vulnerable at the moment. It's like a grey portal of energy that's sucking energy out, just sucking her life force out. So probably the money would be better spent finding somebody who can close the portal down and stop that from happening, because that is really draining her. And that's what I'm seeing here, you know, when I think about her. Normally when I, you know, tune into people, I get to scan their body, or I can see if it's a chakra or something like that. But what I'm seeing is this portal is just engulfing your wife's energy. It's just sucking the life force out of her. So that's something that needs to be dealt with. Maybe find yourself a shaman or somebody like that. If you are struggling, you know, get in touch with me and I can put you on. This is something my assistant Jane could deal with for you, and she's very reasonably priced as well. So, and it could be done remotely, but that's what I'm seeing. That is the main cause of the what's the repeat of your wife's illness, because she's not holding on to her life force energy to heal her. It's been sucked away constantly.
It explains a lot of times why, you know, that he's talking about the physical and stuff, and feel the energy. He's writing me back. He said that just speaking to you, he has the radio on and his wife is in the other room resting. And he said he has noticed in the time that we've been on, in this 23 minutes of the show, that her breathing is more better. He was very concerned when he first called in. He will be contacting your assistant. And thank you, Janine, for being the helper in the world you are.
Yeah, the thing is, it's not something that, you know, if I could help now, I would. But with portals, I don't rush in there, because I always meditate to find out if there's any karmic thing going on, and these things can be contracted to people and places. So it's something that needs to be done with care and attention. You know, I don't just go shutting down portals without investigating. I'm very careful and with this type of thing. But it is something that, you know, Janie could help with, definitely. If they want to get in touch with me, I can put her contact details through.
Thank you. And everyone that's contacting here, make sure you get on the website and, you know, go to our sites and see. We've got a lot of individuals who are going, this is phenomenal. I didn't realize these classes were out there. So, you guys, I'm glad you called in today. We've got quite a few calls. We're going to try and get to as many of you on the phone. We thank you. And this is what an individual explained to me something here 2 months ago. Those of you know, I do readings and have read for 2 years here at Blog Talk Radio, and I've read for over 30 years in my life. One of the great parts is that, yes, our abilities is to help. But we are going to a new energy that, this is a prediction, and this is something I want you to look at, that in the next 2 years, the individuals will be raised and heightened to do their own. I love that. So you've got Janine working with you to raise your energy, to treat you crystal key energy so you can heal yourself and heal others. You've got me working with you to heighten your sixth sense. We're also doing other classes. Definitely you individuals that are writing us today, this is the place to go in and get in with us so you can get that time. 256, you're on live on Psychic Gone Wild, and how are you today, 256?
I'm great. This is Kimberly. How are you, Jethro?
I'm glad, Kimberly, I haven't heard from you. You won coffee and then you went off and partied without me, didn't you?
Sorry.
It's good. It's good to hear from you. You know I love your laugh. I'll do anything to get you to do it. Do you have a question for our phenomenal Janine?
Yes, it's a medical question. I've been diagnosed as anemic for a while, and today I went to my gynecologist, and she thinks that I have fibroids, and it may be the reason why I'm having heavy periods and all of that. And I just want to know if they are, because I'm scheduled for an MRI next week, if they are, am I going to need surgery or can I do something else?
There's quite a lot you can do. I'd never say to somebody, don't have surgery, because that's unethical of me. But one of the area of the body you're talking about is the emotional center in the body. And a lot of female problems, especially heavy periods, painful periods, can be linked into the fact that we are connected through our menses to the female victim consciousness. And this is something else I teach in my workshops at level two, how to clear and disconnect yourself from those energies. And basically it's healing the sacral chakra, which is the one just below the waist there, and the base chakra of this female victim, mass victim consciousness, which is in the ethers around us. So when we do have, you know, our monthly cycle, we tap into that energy, we're connected to it, so we feel the pain of the masses rather than just ourselves. Also, heavy periods can be down to your womb actually crying, which it might sound crazy to some people, but old emotional stuff, unshed tears are stored in that area of the body. And you know, this is another thing that could be looked at. So maybe you need to look into clearing mass female victim consciousness from your sacral chakra. Look into any, if you've got unshed tears in there and emotional trauma that you're storing in your body and haven't really dealt with. And if you want a film that'll make you cry, because this is what you need to do to heal these things, you need to cry. It's, you know, God gave us tears for a reason, to relieve stress from the body. I watched an amazing movie the other day called Pay It Forward. I don't know if you've heard of it, Jethro.
That does sound familiar, but I haven't heard of it. No,
it's Kevin Spacey plays a burn victim teacher who it's with, I think her name's Helen Hunt, the other actress, and she's a single mom who's an alcoholic, and her son gets an assignment at school to go out and think of something to change the world and put it into action. And what the boy comes up with is giving, it's called Pay It Forward. So you do a favor for somebody, anybody you want, could be a stranger, could be someone you know, a big favor, you know, really big, generous gesture. You do three of those, but they can't pay you back. They have to pay it forward to somebody else. So if you do three, each one of those does the same thing to three other people, so that three becomes nine, and the nine becomes 27, and before you know it, everybody around the world has received something huge. Brilliant concept, a really good movie, but very, very sad in parts. And I use movies, and I teach my students to use movies to help release unshed tears. And I think this is what's going on here. You've got some emotional blockages in this area of the body that need to be dealt with. And certainly, you know, there are two things that will help. Carnelian crystal is something else that you could use as well. Get yourself maybe a little carnelian bracelet for, you know, $10 or something like that, and wear that. So, that's what I'm picking up that you need to look at in this area.
Okay.
I hope that's helpful.
Right.
Good luck with that one.
Thank you.
All the best. Thank you.
Kimberly, you rock. Definitely put in for our prizes on psychicsgonewild.com. We've got necklaces, we've got bracelets, we got toys, we got fun stuff coming out. We'll be giving away, one parent will be the adopted parent to a sea turtle here. It's my birthday present to giving out for my birthday, November. I'm going to give out one winner out of all the names that are put in. They will be sent adoption papers. They will be able to adopt their own sea turtle to watch here and notice here as they're going. My sea turtle, Tampa Red, is doing real well.
I need to take the gel off my nails. And a manicure.
And she's getting her nails done. We're teasing her. Kimberly,
it's just a gel over there. These are my nails.
We love everybody. We're going here. We're going to go right back to Gone Wild. Now, see, you guys, if Kimberly can do her nails and still talk to us on the phone, you guys can call in and see what me and Janine are doing today. I am having a day. Okay, you guys got me. This is live. We have more of you guys. I want to thank all of you new friends on Facebook who've been added and coming into the show. I've got a lot of people over here. If you want to ever get in the show, make sure you're in our room there, and it's called Psychics Gone Wild group room, and that's how you get to contact us. I had four of you write me, where are you picking this up, Jethro? I'm in the room and Jan's in here and we're talking and nobody's writing you. That's how I get it. It's not magic. It's Facebook. So go into Facebook and write out. We have quite a few callers. We're going to take a couple more. Do know that this, I had something brought to my attention that we love, and I'm going to bring it in about the spiritual. We will be doing a magic show tonight on the 29th, me and Patty Negri. Those of you who listen to Patty, Patty's our white, wonderful Wiccan friend from Hollywood who is phenomenal. She's the American Federation spokesperson. Those of you who want to become certified, get a hold of Patty. She will test you, prove to be. I proudly am a part of that association, and it's because of the true accuracy and the gifted work is how you get to be one of her psychics and one of the people in this membership. We just had our recent federation there in Hollywood, California, and Patty will be on tonight with me doing magic. Magic is what they're asking. They're asking, Janine, this is something I've always wondered. I've listened to you and Jethro on the show. Jethro told us that he used to make magic cakes. We know he's Christian. We know you were light. Have you ever done light magic to help someone?
No, it's not something that I've been drawn to in this lifetime, for sure. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, probably in previous lifetimes when it was the done thing, you know, a few hundred years ago. But in this lifetime, it's never really something that's come to me. I tend to use prayer or the Ho'oponopono or visualization to bring things in rather than magic. It's not something that I've ever felt drawn to.
I love that. And the guys are telling me that also some other situations going into here with it. And listening in on there, one more time, can we get Janine's contact? I've got a lot of individuals that are missing that contact, how to email you or website.
Okay, the website's crystalki.com, and that's crystalki.com. And that's where the shop is, and there's information about the workshops that that will be coming up in the next week. I'll be updating that again in the next few days. And if you do write me next week from Monday to the 4th to the 12th, I will be lying in the sun in Morocco. So don't be upset if I don't get straight back to you, but I'm going on a much needed retreat for 8 days, and I'm just going to relax and chill out for a while. So I will get back to you if you get in touch with me.
So blessed with you, Janine, and I'm praying on mine. I the way things have been for me this year, I'm going to take a much-needed stay-at-home, lock the door, and leave the computer alone rest. And people don't understand that with what we do that you need that time back. And, you know, definitely get a hold of Janine. Know that she is working, and it does take a little bit of time. One of the excellent things, and this is something that they told me a long time ago with a spiritual practitioner when I was actually a young child, you want the person that makes you wait a little bit. Think about this. You contact Janine, and she grabs that thing, and she's right on in 3 seconds. She's ready. What about the other people she's helping? Think a little bit ahead, you guys. It takes a little bit. I honestly feel very proud that I have a very low waiting list, and I actually just recently had to let some people know that I wasn't going to be able to help them due to the energy. But most of the time, you get a day or two of giving that time to get together because it means that person is in high demand. I was teasing Janine before. Janine is our little workaholic, and we all know that Janine works because she has a very good mission. A lot of the things that you don't tell everyone is that the money that Janine gets from this goes to a foundation that helps children there, correct, Janine?
Yeah, the foundation, this month, it's been used to help somebody who had been through mental health issues and has actually been quite seriously serious mental health issues down to schizophrenia. And I knew he wasn't schizophrenic myself, that he was clairaudient. So I've brought him a bursary through the foundation so that he could have treatment with me, and I'm now training him to be a practitioner through all of the levels for free as well, because somebody who's been through it to become a practitioner who wants to help people that have got serious mental health issues that are being committed and given antipsychotic drugs for being clairvoyant and clairaudient is something that really, really is important to me, especially being in, you know, in this line of work myself and being open on this level. I just don't get it. Schizophrenia, psychosis, you know, the Native American shamans and the Aborigines, they don't have words like this. They use spiritual terms like spiritual demons and spirit attachments and entities. And I tend to agree with the shamanic terms for these things. And I really do intend on making a difference. And this guy is going to be an amazing healer. So that's what the foundation has helped him this month. And I also want to help children that have got serious illnesses, cancer, diabetes, and this type of thing. So it's put to good uses. A couple of years ago, I used the money that was basically 50% of my salary to make a documentary on mental health issues with a couple of doctors and Noel Gallagher from Oasis, ex-wife Meg Matthews was in it, who's one of my clients, and very bravely told, you know, in front of the camera that she had entities in her body that were affecting her addictions and has been clean ever since she had the mind detox treatment with me coming up 3.5-4 years ago now. So it's important issues as well as health issues, Jethro, that I intend to make a difference with on many levels. My next one is obviously, as you know, post-traumatic stress disorder is something I'd like to look into now, because I'm very aware that people, when they've been through trauma, have what shamans would call soul fragments, which when a part of you fractures away from you and can stay stuck in the trauma, and it stops people being in full recovery. And I'm training my practitioners to be able to bring these, integrate these parts once they've been healed back into the person so that they're whole again, so they can move forward. So I've got a lot of plans. You know, there's a lot to do. Crystal Key can help so many different things.
Very phenomenal. 631, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. What do you want to do?
Yes, hi. I had two questions. I'm not sure which one I want to ask.
You're a little smart.
I guess I'll ask about love life.
And your name is?
Sue.
Sue, you want to talk about your love life? I will go first with the energy with I feel with the guides with you, and I didn't mean to tease you about being a little bit with that. I could feel your energy. I caught you off guard here when we get, and Janine gets you going. She's kind of like, she'll put you in a trance. She has very light energy, and it's a positive.
Yep.
And I'm only teasing that, and Janine knows I respect her dearly, but I just say that because she's done it to me, and the energy will be going, and all of a sudden I look down and go,
and then the phone was on my stomach, so I had to grab it.
But I feel with the love and the energy. They said to talk to you a little bit about you're not letting some other things happen to you that used to happen. You had went through relationships, Sue, that pulled you into some places that were a little hard for you. I feel relationships not always been easy for you.
Right.
They're showing me the guide work that the angels also saying that you also went into another part of karma. This is past life with you, energy, that this relationship now that's going on. And nobody else is going to stop you from having a relationship, but nobody's going to help you is what they're saying. They said there's some difficulty right now with this person. I feel like there's somebody that you have there, but there's difficulties around it, like the winds. They keep showing me some things hitting the sails.
Well, I like somebody for a long time now, but he says he doesn't want a relationship, so I'm ready just to move on if I should and just date others, and because I'm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Before you do that, can I just ask you, do you get any kind of tension or discomfort in your heart center?
No. My back went out a month ago.
Okay. It's just that I'm seeing, the two swords crossing through your heart center, and the feeling I get from that, it's like daggers through your heart, really, from a previous encounter. They need to be removed so that you can fully expand into a loving relationship without that negative energy in there. Okay. So, I mean, I can do this for you now if you want. We have time,
sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Right, so what I'd like you to do for me is to just close your eyes, and in your mind's eye, I'd like to just take a couple of nice deep breaths in through your nose, down into your abdomen, and out through your mouth. And in your mind's eye, as you're breathing, just focus on your heart for me. and just allow yourself to connect with your heart as you're breathing. Allow an image of your heart to come into your mind. And these two swords, I'm just going to take hold of the bottom of them now and just pull them out. They're ready to come out. And just taking these out of your heart now, just very gently removing them through the bottom there. And as they're coming out, I can see already above you there's a beautiful pink orb with a turquoise aquamarine. It's aquamarine, higher heart chakra color, hovering just above the top of your head now. So are you ready to have this healing come in to this wound in your heart?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So just that orb is dropping down into the crown chakra on the top of your head now, down the front of your spine and coming into your heart center. Beautiful pink with this aquamarine spiral around the outside. Just sealing up the two holes, where the swords were going through on the outside there. Just put some healing, a couple of little band-aids on there, just making sure there's no leakage. And just taking your awareness to the back of your waistband, and just imagine you've got roots going from your waistband, from your spine, down your legs now and into the ground, all of the way down into the center of the planet, so you're nice and grounded. And when you're ready, just bring in your awareness back into the room, opening your eyes back with us.
Okay.
How's that?
Good.
Did you feel anything?
Yeah, I saw a heart, and then when you're talking about the legs, I felt it going through the legs.
Yeah? Good. Well, that should help. Now you've got some new energy in there. You know, there's the healing from the previous encounter is gone. That should help you move forward and spread the love, as they say.
Okay, so do you see me going back with that person, or do you see me moving on and meeting someone, if so, when, or anything?
I'm seeing a man in your path, but I don't think he's the one that's around you at the moment. I think there's somebody new coming in. Guy, he's got sandy-coloured slacks on, trousers, pants, you call them in the States, and he's got a white shirt on, dark-haired, nice energy, very nice energy, light energy about him, and I would say probably about 2 or 3 months down the path, this guy's coming in, but I think this is a new guy. I don't feel it's somebody that's around you that you know at the moment.
So like about December or so?
Yeah, Christmas, New Year time. Good time to meet people, actually. Lots of parties going on.
Okay, do you see that too, Dreffo?
I do see that, and I feel like there's something else happening here with you that's going through an energy right now. That the other part is that you're fighting some other development or something. Something's going on for you with your own energy that's why that relationship's happening. They keep showing me like your energy just flowing in and out and working with it real hard. And they said that you're not only going to another part of what you wanted, but also for your light to be strengthened. That's where it is. You're keeping back Cupid. Cupid reaches in to take your hand, and you like slam that door. that's how they're showing it. Oh my goodness, you are an ordinary one, and that's what they're saying. And I thank you for calling in. Definitely get with one of us. I feel like this is the first time I've ever heard you on the phone that I know of, but you seem familiar.
I've called in here and there, so you're saying that people have liked me and I keep saying no?
Yes, that's what I feel.
Yeah, I've done that, but I'll try not to, especially between now and December.
And do yeah. it. And that's why Janine was picking that up, and what the angel said to tell you is that, you know, it's really frustrating. Sometimes people say, well, okay, guides, and it's like sometimes you have to kind of go through a little of them. You know, never date someone who really is really horrible to you, but doing a little bit of the other part of being with other ones and out will also do it. You're a very clear woman. You're very strong of, okay, I will go out as a friend with you, nothing more, nothing less. And they said that it also looks like there's something there, and I'm not trying to be mean. I can hear all you men going, thanks, Jethro. But sometimes we are, with the guys worked an energy done to like, here's a person, here's an energy. And then that way you actually can find the person you're really looking for.
I think you'll be able to move forward now you've had those swords taken out of your heart as well, because on a subconscious level your heart has been broken there, so you know that's stopping you allowing somebody else in, and you know nobody wants to go into a heart that's got two big swords sticking through it anyway, do they really?
Well,
not
no,
very
I've
inviting.
Been online. Maybe somebody will call me from online. Who knows?
Yeah, well, just be open now. Just be open to it. That's it.
Thank
Tell
you
the universe,
so
okay, bring him
Thank
on.
You.
I'm ready. Okay, bye.
Bye, and we love dearly. We found our other person. She's here. We've got a last few minutes of the show left. I want to just welcome all of you guys. There's a lot of callers. Definitely take that time to go to psychicsconewall.com or Crystal Key and get a real full session with us. I know a lot of you guys like to just test this out. We are having a Halloween party. I say we here in Tampa, Florida. That's our next caller is an 813 number. If you get a chance, come by. I'm going to be working at the mansion here. I'm the palm reader. If you guys want to come and see me, I will be dressed in a very cool Van Helsing costume, which is the vampire slayer, so don't bring your vampires. But we'll be having fun. And if you want to come to the Halloween party, it's here on 1550 West Cleveland at 6:30 p.m. Dressed is not expected, but we would like you to have fun and come on by for an hour. 813, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. Are you coming to my Halloween party, or are you just calling to tease me?
Actually, I didn't know about the Halloween party, but it sounds wonderful.
Yes, you definitely got to come by. I have an office number 7. That's lucky number 7 is the office here at 1550 West Cleveland.
1550 West Cleveland?
1550 West Cleveland Street, Tampa, Florida. Is this Brenda?
Hi, Jethro. How are
Hi.
You?
Excellent. I love it. Even though I'm a psychic, I got a little bit of energy. I just pick up the next caller, and I'm so glad that you definitely got to come. Do you have a wonderful question for our phenomenal Janine?
Actually, I was calling to find out if you can tell me what is going on with my older son.
Okay, here we have that right. And Janine, this is Brenda, a very phenomenal a friend of mine here, too, and I've read for a couple times. What are you picking up here for her son?
I just need a bit more information, really. First of all, can I have his first name?
Ryan.
Ryan. Okay. There's an energy around your son's head that I don't like the look of. It's quite a dense energy around him. I don't know if it's affecting his behavior in a negative way or it's making him feel low or depressed. I don't like the feel of it. I don't like the color of it. It doesn't feel like a positive influence on him at all. How's his health?
His health is okay, but he's recently has his first girlfriend, and I see some positive things coming out, but there's a lot of negative things, and I'm really concerned.
Yeah, there is a negative entity around his head. I'm not sure if this is to do with something like marijuana or something like that. I don't know exactly what's going on, but I just feel like there's a bit of a negative influence around him at the moment, and that's what the problem is. It's you may be able to clear. Do you do any healing at all yourself?
The only thing that I've done is Reiki. I don't do it
okay.
myself, but I have it done on me.
Yeah, well, you can send positive energy to him, keep seeing him in a protective flame around him and asking for him to be protected and the negative energies around him to be dissolved, and just send, think about your intent. But I really feel that it would be a good idea for you to be putting some kind of protection around him every day. Just, you can do it by simply, asking God, just saying a prayer to please put some protective energy around my son at this point. I just feel he's opening up, his heart's opening up a little bit, and I just feel he's a little bit vulnerable, as if he's running away with his feelings slightly, and this energy around him is the kind of energy I see around people that are maybe smoking or something like that. They can come in and slightly distort their rational thoughts and behavior. So it's just something to be aware of. It's not his normal essence. It's definitely an entity around him. It's not a being. It's more of an energy mass.
Okay.
Well, thank you
for that.
Can I just ask how old he is? How
22.
Old is he?
22.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. If he was 18, you're his guardian, so you can do healing on him without his permission. But as he's 22, it's always a good idea to ask people's higher selves if it's appropriate for him to have the healing for that to happen. Just be careful not rushing in. It's okay when our children are under 18 because we're their guardians until they're 18 spiritually. But good luck with that one.
All right, thank you. I do appreciate your help.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Tell all of our friends to come on by for the Halloween party on the 30th here in Tampa. You never know, even though you're a psychic, you find a surprise on here. Janine, we're going out of time here. I want to thank you for coming on today, and bless you, and I know we will see you around. We'll have you back after you get through your little vacation. I definitely want you to come back and, help some more people heal, and thank you for being such a gracious guest and fun party today.
Thanks a lot, Jethro, and hopefully you can come on my new show in the new year, which is going to be called Cosmic Truth.
I look forward to that. Thank you for the offer, and I will definitely check you up on that. And you'd have a good day, and take care.
And you. God bless. Thank you.
Bless you. And we are here today on Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro. We are down to the energy. A lot of you have called in and said, what is going on? Well, the fun thing that's going on is we are Psychics Gone Wild, and we are also working out that this used to be and was one of our regular ones. Our psychics go around, we rotate, we bring in people, new and individual energy all the time, and one of our newest psychics who's on, who today is here, and you guys saw her name come up, is Peg Jones. Peg Jones is our angel reader and just phenomenal fun friend who had the most people. You know how we do it. Whoever has the most people on their website and pages go get to be on A1R and Roku television, and it was Peg Jones. Peg, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you? And I'm very sorry for having some issues with my computer that caused me to be late, but I am here.
It's all right. We just love having you here, and I know how that works out. When I had a friend tell me, and those of you listening Saturday, we have a new person, Veronica Harrison, who is a phenomenal reader, tarot reader, just a fun person. She gets on the site, and there's no Jethro. And the computer did the same thing. So the first 6 minutes is her discussing hello, and one of our callers was in, so I was able to get in and click the caller, even though I couldn't speak. Psychically, she read the person and said, I think Jethro's going to show up someday, went on with the show for the first part of it. So it is Halloween, and we are spooky. We love all of you guys, and it was fun. We have, and I say here, we, but the individuals that pick our clients and stuff have picked you, Peg, to be the person to go on with me here the 14th of November at 11:30 p.m. on A1R. And I will get with you, show you how to do that through Skype, and you'll be one of our people that go on with me and read on Psychics Gone Wild. Are you ready?
Sure. That's great. Wow. Cool.
Very cool. Way over 100,000 listeners. And thank all of you listeners who put in. Definitely go in to newyorkgate@awl.com or get a hold of me. I need a favor of all you guys to get all the readings here, and we help you. We need a favor back. We need you to put in psychicsgonewild.com as the internet radio show and pick your five top psychics that you love. Last year, I was number 17 in the world, and I want to definitely keep up that and help you guys with it. And how we do that is you go into newyorkgate@awl.com. It's newyorkgate@awl.com, newyorkgate@awl.com, and put in who your top psychics are, who you want. And we will be promoting that, or get a hold of us at psychicsgonewild.com, because what happens is those are the psychics that are the most, ones that you want to vote for us. I feel very honored. We have some big names that are in here, and some of us here. Definitely put in Peg Jones. We have a lot of you guys asking me, what is it about Peg Jones? Peg Jones is a certified angel life coach. She not only works with living in the heart with your angels, she has written quite a few books. She has one book out. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm having a speech impediment today. Breathe, Jethro. My heart chakra is really high. She is not only a writer, author, she works with vocational rehab and teacher, and has done a lot of work with the angels. Peg, we had an individual write me yesterday and say that they had listened to the show me and you were on together, and they were so impressed that we were saying the same thing, but at such different angles, they feel like they actually had three readings, me, you, and the guides. And I said, that's really good.
That's great. That's really cool. I was a teacher, and I to work as a caseworker in Voc Rehab for a while. I'm not doing that right now, but those I think those types of jobs, those jobs really prepared me for helping people, you know, because a lot of people call in about career, and it's like, you know, I'm able to take that experience and trying to help people, you know, make the steps that they need for, you know, you know, dealing with a career or preparing for a career or what they could do if they've had, you know, interviews or something, you know, just, you know, basic questions people ask. But those work experiences definitely helped me in helping others, you know. It's funny how you get pulled through all these different things and, you know, you finally realize the reason why, you know, maybe you've had to go through all that. But, that's exciting. I never thought that something like that would ever happen, that I picked as one of by your readers. That's very cool.
Very cool. And that's how we do it here on Psychics Gone Wild. We are a family, work together. And those of you who know that we periodically also, we go through and have new ones and on. I had someone ask me today, and one of our regulars and one of our people who's been with us is going to be coming back. She's going to do a couple special guest star appointments. You guys never know who's on or who isn't. And that's what we do to help each other. Janine was on today. That was a person that used to be on in our Wednesdays. We have some excellent people. We have a professional astrologer that's going to be on with Amy Kavanoff. Those of you know Amy. Amy's wild. She is one of our best, strongest people. We have some new people that are coming in and out. So Peg's one of our ones. And what I love about, and this is why I do this, is a lot of individuals will go on and do their own shows, or in other cases, go on and do something that they enjoy. That's what Psychics Gone Wild is. It's a light group here. Jan Bach Drakey was our other person. She's one of our people in November who will be going on and being on Thursday night with Psychic Jethro on the Roku television and A1R. And those of you who kept track of A1R with us, we've been with them a little over a year. We're just celebrating. They have been phenomenal. There is everyone from Roku television to iTunes to, you know, they're just a very A1R speak radio, talk radio, and it's just a lot of fun with Connie and Dave. And what I want you guys to do is I want you to enjoy yourself and check out what is happening. A couple of you guys won a few of the prizes. Put in psychicsgonewild.com. I just went and pulled a name, and here's another person that won a bracelet. It's Terry Ann in Kentucky, it looks like. I think it's Terry Ann. I'll have to send you an email. You'll have to send back to me your physical address, because all I have is an email. But you, congratulations, Terry Ann. You've won a bracelet. Let's pull another name here. Let's take a book, Living in the Psychic Realm book, signed by Jethro. Here, I've signed it to you. Truly, if you want a book, is Brian Intensia. Brian Intensia in New Mexico. You are our winner. And what I want you guys to do is put in that psychicsgonewild.com. We had a couple other people say they want to be on our email list. Thank you. You do get to be put in, and what we do is periodically we promote. Tomorrow, if you guys are not doing anything and you have 2 p.m. open in the day, Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, Noon Mountain, get a hold of me and tell me you want to do the Lithmacy class with Gary Wimmer. We have a couple students' spots open. I can also send you the book. You'll get a physical book in the mail, but there's still time. Or if you want to wait and do it next week. It's only $60. You get a physical class with him in on the internet. You also can do it. Check it out there on psychicsgonewild.com if you want to take some of the different ways that you can get in with it. But it's really a good class, and you'll have a good time. I will be able to talk to you when we first start. We'll get you in with Skype, and then Gary's going to come on and teach you through Skype how to read the stones with Lithmacy. Phenomenal. We are working at getting an angel class here with Peg. Peg Jones and me are working aggressively on that. We'll have a class where you can go in with Peg. And we've also got one with Patty Negri. Patty Negri is going to do a magic class, 101, magic with Patty. Don't go anywhere. You know, yeah, I mean, we're having fun. I just did a class on how to read the Psychic Uncle Jethro, taking you through how to read playing cards. I'm going to do a Psychic Jethro palm reading class. If you're interested, contact us there. Say, I want to take a class, and you pick your teacher. We've also got more fun than you've ever wanted. We've got 90 seconds before they kick us out the door. Peggy, I let you talk a second. I apologize. I'm glad we got you in. We'll see you here on November Tuesdays, the 5th, the 12th, the 19th, the 26th. You get to be here on my birthday. All of them at 3 p.m. times will be me and Peggy Jones. Peggy's our Tuesday girl, angel reader, wild woman that she is. Tell everybody, Peggy, in 60 seconds, how they can get a hold of you.
You can get a hold of me through my website. And I have my my email address is peg@pegsangelicalwhispers. You can call me at 978-854-3577. That's my cell phone. If you'd like to set up an appointment or some coaching, I coach like on individual issues and mentoring too, is, you know, for spiritual development. And my website is pegsangelicalwhispers.com.
Have a good day. See you guys.